Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like the $1 million, buttons, things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I have something, and it so describes how I was living. It so captures the feeling that I had about beginning on the pathway of my dreams. It so describes how I felt when I was about to attempt something. And I have some striking news for you. It describes often how I feel still today, to a degree. So let me tell you what that is. And I know it's happened to a lot of people. Here's an analogy that I've heard a couple of different ways, but I've kind of, you know, fixed it around to where I can drink it better. And I think it fits my personality to describe it to people best this way. You know, I've talked often about the urgency of doing something with your life, of getting started today, of stopping the procrastination and putting it off and waiting on all your ducks to line up in a row and waiting until the stars align themselves. If you're waiting on such a thing, you're never going to get started. I don't know too many people who can say that all the ducks just lined up in a row. Things happen. Even when you get them lined up, one of the ducks get out of line or somebody knock over the dominoes, something happens. But here's the point I'm getting at. God has so many blessings available to you. You who's listening, God has so many blessings available to you from where you are right now. I don't care what you've gotten yourself into or what you've done. God has so many blessings that he can send your way, but you have to do something. See, a lot of people just sit around and go, man, something always happening to you. You always getting a break. You always doing this. You always doing, man, don't nothing come my way. Listen to me. If nothing ever comes your way, you know why that is? It's because you're not doing anything. I promise you, you're not. See, here's the deal. God has all these blessings he wants to send you, but you got to give him something to work with now. Come on. You have to give God something to work with. God will bless you. God can touch people's hearts on your behalf. He can move situations around for you. He can align the stars. He can set the ducks up in a row. But align the stars and move people around and touch people's hearts and set the ducks up in a row for what? Based on what? Have you put forth any effort? Have you made a single step in any direction to do the right thing or go the right way that gives him something to put his finger on? Come on, man. God can only bless you according to your faith. If you have a little bit of faith, give him that. Let him work with that. He can do that. You know, man, I didn't always start with these speeches you hear in the morning now. I ain't always had these. I grew to these. I stumbled my way to these. I messed up my way to these here. I got it wrong so many times to be able to sound like I got some sense. I said it often, failure is a wonderful teacher. Do you know how many times I have had to have failed to have what I have in my head today? I'm telling you, man, it's a process. People get mad at the process. You got to do something to give God something to work with. He'll bless you, but what you want me to bless if you ain't putting forth any effort? Any effort. If you just sit down and start, I got a book coming out, I'm telling you, man, that's going to really explain this thoroughly, man, where you can get blessed from wherever you are in your life, wherever your starting point is, wherever you find yourself wound up, you can get it back from there. I've done it. Man, by the grace of God, I've done it. I got over, man. I learned some things along the way. Because here's the deal. As long as God keeps waking you up in the morning, he ain't through with you yet. When he's done, you're done. But if God still has a plan for you, you wake up in the morning. He still got some more work for you to do, you wake up in the morning. So if you keep waking up, man, it's something that God wants from you, would love to have from you. And he can work with you, man, if you just walk towards him a little bit. So here's the deal. I know it's hard for the average person to start because the fear of the unknown is incredible. What if I fail? What if I don't get picked? You know, one of the hardest things I ever did was walking in to quit my job. Oh, man, let me tell you about that day when I decided that I was going to be a full-time comedian after winning an amateur night one time. October 8th, 1985, Hilarity's Comedy Club, Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio. I won amateur night that night. I went to work the next day and quit. Are you kidding me? I made $50. The contest was $50. The guy paid me $50 to come back the next week. To quit my job was very difficult. And this is what it was like. Because I went in to quit. I told my boss why I was quitting. He talked me out of it. I took my box. I put all my stuff in my box at my little desk. I was selling insurance. I put all my stuff in the box. And I was going back with it to my desk. And I sat down. And a dude named Russell Middlebrook said, "So you just going to let that dude talk you out of it?" I said, "Man, but I just had these kids, man. I'm struggling, man. I need it. He's right. He said, "Hey, man, if you don't do it now, Steve, when you going to do it?" It's Russell Middlebrooks, Cleveland, Ohio. So I turn around. I walk back into the office. I didn't take my box in there. I said, "Hey, man, I really appreciate all the things you said, but I'm going to go forward." Now, let me tell you what that was like. Quitting your job, following your dream, going forward, despite all the naysayers, it's like stepping off a cliff. It's like actually just walking off the edge of a cliff. Hoping now, not really knowing, but hoping. Hoping is the bare basis of faith. I stepped off that cliff hoping that my parachute would open and allow me to drift down. See, I've never skydived before, but I would imagine part of the thrill, and I don't know this because I'm not going to skydive to find out. I think part of the thrill for people is the danger part of throwing yourself out of a plane and how it feels to be free falling. But the whole time they're free falling, having this exhilarating over the top moment, you have got to believe in your heart of hearts. You have got to hope with everything in you that when you pull this cord, the chute opens, or else this ain't a good move at all. But you've packed your chute yourself. You've taken the lessons. So you go ahead and you make the leap. Now, the only thing about quitting your job and following your dream is you ain't really been trained all that good for this. You ain't really, you done packed your chute, but you ain't never opened it before. So I walked off this cliff. That's what it was like. And you following your dream is like you walking off a cliff. Now, let me tell you something. Here's the part where people don't never make the jump. They see somebody like myself who jumped off the cliff and the parachute don't open right away. And I hit a couple rocks on the way down. I got my back cut up pretty bad. I got my clothes ripped off. They see that. 3 years living in a car, man, he got his life towed down jumping off that cliff. I ain't jumping off that cliff. But see, what you don't understand is you don't know it, but eventually the chute will open. And I'm at the parachute opening part of my life, man, where the chute done open and I'm drifting and I'm able to go over to Paris, guide my chute over to Paris and glide. I've glided over to Africa and seen what it looked like. It's a slow ride down when the parachute finally opened. And my back didn't heal, too. And the cuts that I had on me, I remember now I know how to stay away from the edge. But the parachute done opened. And I'm enjoying my life for the first time. I'm gliding, but I got hit up against a rock. I can see more. I get a chance to see more things. I get to glide and see more parts of the world. I'm living my dream. The parachute opened. Your parachute is going to open, but I'll tell you one thing for sure. It'll never open if you don't step off that cliff. You got to step off that cliff. God will get the parachute open for you, but you got to jump, baby. That's the hard part, ain't it? Now, the question is, the end of this story right here today, when you jumping?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
You have my attention.
And I did say it the correct way. Something is about to go down. Radio. Live radio. Unfiltered radio. The bomb. I'm talking about things like this here that you don't hear on no one else's show. Mm. This is reality radio. Ladies and gentlemen, it has begun. Morning, everyone.
Good morning, yeah, everyone.
That's all. You know, nothing. Put that out there. Kind of feeling pretty good today. How y'all doing today?
Good. Good. Really good. Excellent, Steve.
I am too. Really good. Know, I just woke up grateful today.
Yep.
God has taken me through another day. Man, my life got upside.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were singing. Never mind.
Uh-oh.
My life got turned, got upside down.
But he talking about uh-oh like it's a request. Like he getting ready to sing.
Yeah, because you know what?
What you
I
need?
Mean, you know, when people, you know, I thought you was going, well, we can't.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
What?
That song. You know, parents just don't understand when he said my life got upside. That's where my mind
life
went.
Got twisted upside down.
Upside down. He said my life got upside.
Y'all know good and well I don't know that song.
Oh, come on,
I know
Steve.
Good and well y'all know. Sure, I mean, I've heard it, but you know I don't
it's
know
classic. Yeah.
That's good.
I done set up and learned to rap.
Yeah.
It's all good. All good. That. All good.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Rap, some of that stuff is hot, but I ain't memorized none. I'm trying to think, do I know any rap songs?
We don't need you to rap it, though, so let's move on.
Yeah,
we got the heart singing.
And I have to hear the music. I like Tupac's How Do You Want It? I know that one.
Welcome back.
It's too much.
You want that one?
No, thank you. No, Tupac's, we're cool with his. We're definitely cool with his version. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So your day off was good? You and Carla?
Yeah, I was off.
Yeah, you guys both were off.
Carla?
Yep. What?
What you mean you was off?
I took a day off. I never take off. Yes, I took a day off yesterday.
Sometimes it's all right though. You could do that.
Oh, I do have vacation time. What is the surprise look on your face though?
Because I ain't seen you take off. You know, this ain't like I'm talking to Tommy.
Where it's regular.
And it was a Monday, you know.
I was there. I held it down.
Yeah,
we had fun.
All good. Y'all had fun yesterday.
We were stupid the whole time you was gone. Mm-hmm. Great stupid.
Wow.
Yeah, you would have been proud because it went there. Well, you know what? You know how last month we had little known Black History Month facts, Black History facts?
Yeah.
Well, yesterday.
I couldn't wait for the month of March. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it is the month of March. So yesterday, the nephew gave us little known facts about his uncle, Steve Harvey.
Things you did.
Oops, did I?
You know what
really?
Ain't nobody lied about none of that.
Okay, Shirley, give me an example.
What did he say?
He told us about the time that your lips got stuck together. He told us about that time. We didn't know. You never heard that, did you, Carla?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, he told us about
that
time.
Happen,
go ahead, nephew.
Did your lips or did your lips not get stuck together back in Cleveland, 10 degrees below? You was outside trying to blow a bubble with some gum, and your lips got stuck. Am I lying about any of this?
Sounded really like the truth to me. I mean, you were there.
You ain't said nothing.
And then there was a time the astronaut underwear thing.
What happened?
You never told us about that, Steve.
Did
you never told us about astronaut? Go ahead,
1978, did you not go to Earth, Wind, and Fire concert? Sat on the third row, needed to go pee, but they was finna sing your favorite song, and you wouldn't leave your seat. Did you not pee right there on the third row in your pants? Did you not do that?
You lying, Tommy. He was sitting there singing That's the Way of the World.
Did you not wear astronaut drawers from that point on? Come on now.
You lying, Tommy.
I'm not. Who lying? Ask.
On astronaut draw.
Little known
I
facts.
Know you didn't. You didn't then. You didn't
I had
then.
McDonald's cup taped to my thigh.
Oh, gosh. Because you didn't want to miss your song.
Well, these were just little known facts. We weren't there.
And you missed right and wrong yesterday. That was a mess.
What happened, Junior? You sick of him, Junior?
he's not even saying anything. His eyes are up in the ceiling right now.
He's rolling them so hard. Okay.
Oh, so that's what you do when you're
little known facts. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we did it for Black History Month.
So march on in.
So I take a day off and hit his
march on in. To April and May.
Oh, okay.
Just a little something, man. Just a little something people don't know.
You enjoyed your day off?
No. Oh, you know good and well I was working.
What were you doing?
You thought like I was sitting out chilling?
Well, you weren't here, so what were you doing?
We waiting.
Hello. That was my microphone.
Excuse me. He doesn't want to say. He doesn't want to say.
Well,
I get that, but
he doesn't want to say.
Okay. Some people.
But we're family. You could tell us.
You mean?
Are you trying to save it for something funny coming up?
Oh no.
Somehow I knew that would be the answer.
Nothing funny about that.
All right, well, we'll be back. Think of something funny because it's coming up next. We'll be back at 34 after the hour.
You're listening
to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, something funny coming up from the fellas. Wow. And later on in the morning, we'll be talking more about this big nor'easter storm.
Nor'easter.
Nothing funny about that.
Yeah, to all our people up there, man, y'all be smart.
Yeah.
You know, everybody has a different situation, whether it's getting out to go to work, to do something. Just be smart, man. Be very smart. Be careful.
A lot of schools closed today, too.
Yeah.
Peace and blessings, man, I thank God, but the fear of
what a song, man.
We are.
All right, yeah. Wow.
Morning, Tiz.
You know, how long have you been doing this? Time for something funny.
Well, I should have asked Tez for the little Tommy story music because
you ain't finna get that.
I think it's well that you right about that, man. So probably had to do something else because if he had the little Tommy story music, it would be just excellent. But
chestnuts
roasting. You keep throwing this alley oop like it's finna show up.
Go ahead and pretend alley-oop, like you had the music.
Jack Frost snipping at song. Your nose.
There you go. Uh huh.
Why don't you do a little shirtless story?
She didn't. Okay. He didn't know me then.
A little Carla story.
But I bet I would have. Hi, boys and girls.
Hi, Uncle Steve.
Well, it sure has been a while, hadn't it?
Yes, Uncle Steve, where have you been?
Well, I was out yesterday because I had business to take care of.
We know.
But it's all right, though. Everything is everything.
Yes,
you know what I think it's time for, boys and girls?
What?
First of all, let me say hello to little Tommy. Hi, little Tommy.
Hello.
Oh, you ought to be a little more enthusiastic than that.
Tell me, little Tommy.
Hello, Uncle Steve.
Tommy, lose the attitude.
That's the attitude of fear. That's what that is, because he don't know what's coming.
He's scared.
Mm. 2 minutes,
he
Uncle
what,
Steve.
Junior?
He's scared.
He's scared. Don't be scared, little Tommy. It's all
no, I'm not, Uncle Steve.
Well, today is going to be a surprise, boys and girls, because this ain't a little Tommy story. Today is a little Shirley story.
Oh, no. You didn't
even
know me when
I was
little.
A little while ago when she was just a baby. She
Thank
had
you. Been,
this was her first day at school. And they had taken her down to the school and she had spent all morning dressing up. She was in kindergarten, but little Shirley wore a skin-tight dress. And asked her mama for toilet tissue so she could produce some form of cleavage. And then little Shirley put on, and I don't know where she got them, but she squoze her feet down into some little bitty Barbie high-heel shoes.
Wow, that's Uncle Steve.
And little Shirley went to school as a Barbie doll.
Oh, God.
A black Barbie doll with curves and everything. She didn't have curves back then. She was just a little girl. But Lord Jesus, she sure wanted them. So she went down to the school, and as soon as she walked in, she busted out crying.
Please.
And everybody said, what's wrong, little
what's
Shirley?
Wrong?
She said, I don't want to go to school with all these ghetto kids.
Oh.
I want to go to school with white kids because I'm bougie.
Bad and bougie.
And that's when the little black girl walked up to her and said, you not no better than us. And that's when Shirley first made the announcement. Oh, yes, the hell I am.
Oh, God.
And thus began this woman that we have to deal with every day. All these tight ass dresses down at Disney in front of them kids looking like a Roger Rabbit's woman.
And Jessica Rabbit.
Jessica Rabbit.
It was Jessica. We gotta go.
Bye.
We have to go. We'll be back.
Run that prank.
You're listening.
Run that
prank. Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up, we'll update everyone on the big storm in the Northeast. But first, of course, the nephew is in the building with Run That Prank Back. Nephew.
You in my house.
What?
Huh? You in my house. That's right up there with Get Out. Right up there with Get Out. That's what it is. You in my
house. The movie?
House.
Man, them boys making some money with that movie, ain't they?
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, they are.
Number three, it came in again this week. Number three, making still over $20 million.
So we can do it, man.
And I thought about it. Put it on your desk.
Movies and plays.
I put it on your desk.
You
vetoed it. I did.
What you say, Steve? What you say,
Tommy? Come up with something. Everybody got all these ideas except for us.
I put it on your desk and you vetoed it.
Oh,
what is you talking about?
It's information.
Oh yeah, it's real information. I keep it real now.
What information?
We gonna do that, huh?
So you done wrote Get Out.
What'd you say, Steve? I slept on that.
Yeah, I missed that.
Must have been crazy to think that you love me.
Hello. Hey, this Preston. Where did y'all leave the key at? I'm about 2 hours out.
You got the wrong number, bro.
Call him back. Yeah, is this Troy?
Yeah, it's Troy. Who this?
Hey, this is I'm Preston, man. Listen, I'm on my way to the house. I'm about 2 hours out. Where did y'all leave the key at, man?
Hold on, wait. Let me get up. You on your way to what house?
I'm on my way there. Are you at the house?
I'm at my house. Yeah. What did you say your name was?
This is Preston. Okay. Hold on, man. I don't understand. Okay, I'm on my way to the house.
House? That's my question. What house you talking about?
Okay, are you at 69 Woods Drive?
Yeah, that's my house.
Okay. I don't understand that. All right. So listen. I'm about 2 hours out, man. I got two U-Haul trucks. We en route there. We'll be there in about 2 hours. But I thought y'all was out the house by now. I'm trying to see where the key at.
Out the house? What? Hold on. Hold on, man. Let me get up. What you say? You got two U-Haul trucks. What you got them for? What's in there?
I'm moving into the house. I bought the house.
You moving into what?
Okay, how you don't know I bought the house, man?
What the house you talking about?
Oh, you on Woods Drive. I bought this house from Tisdale.
Tisdale. That's who we got the house from. Wait, you say you bought the house?
Okay, wait a minute. You leased the house from Tisdale, right?
Yeah, right. We still got about another year left in our lease. We ain't out this house for another year. I mean, and we supposed to renew that.
Okay, we got a problem. Let me try to. Okay,
I need to get my wife on the phone.
Hold on a minute. Uh-huh. Okay, so now Tisdale tell me that y'all supposed to be at the house, and I'm calling because he said y'all gonna leave the key in a certain place.
Tisdale ain't told you no like, man. Let me get Tisdale on the phone, we ain't hearing nothing about no selling or no house or no nothing like that.
Okay, well I didn't bought the house from Tisdale, and I'm 2 hours out. I might get there a little quicker. How soon do you think y'all gonna get y'all stuff out the house?
Get what stuff out what house?
Y'all gonna have to get y'all stuff out the house.
Get what stuff? You a guy. A lot of that. You think we're gonna get? We look. Like I said, man. We need to get Tisdale on the phone and get this cleared up. You a mother? I tell you what. You bring the U-Haul trucks if you want to. Y'all better take that back where you come from. I tell you that.
Hey, listen, man. Listen. The mistake. First of all, okay. You arguing with me about my house? That's my house.
No, Now you in me off. I'm gonna tell you like I'm gonna tell Tisdale. Ain't none of this ain't going down the way you think it's gonna go down. You understand? We signed the lease to be in this house for a year. I mean, that's what we gonna do. We gonna be in this house for a whole year. You ain't gonna be here for another year, so you might as well go get yourself in bed.
He don't own the house no more. I own the house. You got to get your out, man. I'm 2 hours out.
Yeah, man. Listen to me now. Listen, we done been in this house 5 years, okay? We got 1 year left in this house. Okay, look, ain't gonna be no moving in today. I can't move my man. I got wife, I got kids, and man. We gotta talk Tisdale. But I'm telling you, man, you pull up today at U-Haul. I swear for Lord, I'm gonna whoop your. You done called me with all this. I ain't got no notice. Or nothing. You understand what I'm saying?
But let me ask you something.
We ain't talk to
all that ain't got nothing to do with me.
Tisdale one time agree with me. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, well, that's between you and Tisdale. But right now, I'm on my way to my house. And you got to get your ass out of my house.
No, you on your way to my house.
No,
and I
I'm
tell
on
you
my
what,
way
if
to my house.
You come to my house, you're going to get your ass handed to you.
Let me say this. Wait, is your wife and kids there right now?
They at church. Where your need to be?
Okay. Is there any room in? What's in the garage? Any room in the garage? Can you move all your stuff?
No, what's in my garage? You raggedy. Like I just told you, you pull up to my house, gonna get some furniture moving in this.
Hey man, let me tell you something. You getting your black
look? Will you come make me do it? You come make me do it. Move out my house today. What's in my garage? Then what's in your garage? You tell me that. What's in your garage?
Look, I'm gonna allow you to do this. Move all your stuff into the garage.
No, I'm gonna allow you to get your whooped.
Okay.
Understand what I'm saying?
So I see now. You want your whooped in front of your wife and kids.
So you gonna whoop my? Is that what you gonna do? I tell you what. You bring them U-Hauls. You bring your wife, your kids, your dog. And you bring any about it. I whoop all your. Right here in front of my house.
It's not your house. It's mine. I bought the house from Tisdale.
Look, I tell you what. You meet me right in front of the yard. I'm gonna be right out here standing in my room. I'm going to whoop your in my robe and my house shoes. How about that? Going to tell me to move out my house.
And
I tell you,
you know what,
you better call Tisdale to get his over here
to
help you because you don't need
told me to tell you.
What? You don't need what you say?
Do you know what else Tisdale told me to tell you?
I tell you one thing. You going to tell me whatever Tisdale told you, but I tell you one thing. I ain't moving out my house today. I'm telling you that right now. Ain't gonna be no moving out here. You say whatever the Tisdale told you to say.
I'm gonna tell you this. Hear what Tisdale told me to tell you. Tisdale told me to tell you that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Troy, your wife and Tisdale got me to prank phone call you.
This is some bull. I done put my pants on. I done put my boots on. I'm waiting. I'm sitting right here in my living room looking out the window, waiting for this you all to pull up. Because I'm sure going to tear fire from your boy. I tell you, man, I can't even go back to sleep now. You done got me fired up.
Hey, Troy, I got to ask you before I go, man. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ain't that bad?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Miss Ann is off today, guys. So I'm going to fill in for her with the news. A nor'easter.
What'd you say, Shirley?
I just said Miss Ann is off today because of the storm I'm getting ready to talk about right now. Yeah, so I'll fill in for her.
All right, girl. Well, let's go.
Like I always do.
Here she is, the lovely, talented Miss Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Steve. A nor'easter is dumping snow and pushing winds into the U.S. East Coast early. Today, the beginnings of a monster storm that has placed 31 million people under a blizzard warning. So far, more than 7,600 U.S. flights have been canceled and thousands of schools have been closed due to what could be an historic storm. Winter storm warnings and watches have been hoisted over a region stretching from North Virginia into Maine. Local and state authorities warn residents to be prepared and to avoid unnecessary travel, as winds in some areas could reach up to 50 to 60 miles an hour, reducing visibility. Yeah, that's big. Reducing visibility to zero. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, and Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy have all issued states of emergencies due to the winter storm. And once the storm is all over, the icy conditions and cold temperatures are expected to stay throughout the weekend. As for potential federal response, President Trump says FEMA is ready to respond. Trump said he is keeping in close touch with FEMA and Homeland Security officials. White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer says President Trump is engaged in the response to the storm. Take a listen.
He has directed his intergovernmental affairs staff to remain in contact with governors and mayors in the path of the storm. He has directed his acting FEMA administrator to lean forward and be prepared to help states should they require federal assistance.
They're okay. Going to have health insurance when they get there.
All right, speaking of health insurance, the Congressional Budget Office report. Speaking of that, the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO report on the Republican plan to replace Obamacare is out. And depending on who you ask, it's really, really great or really, really bad. But more on the reaction in a second. The report predicts 14 million Americans will lose health insurance coverage next year if the Republican health care bill becomes law, and that the number of uninsured will grow to 21 million in 2020 and 24 million by 2026. Still, the report projects that the GOP bill will reduce federal deficits by $337 billion between now and 2026. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer charges that
See, the concern
is the deficit.
Their upside is they're talking about the deficit will be reduced. But so will the number of people dramatically with health care.
Yes.
So this, we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. It's not the great idea that they ran all these platforms on. Mm-hmm. Every Republican that ran in all these secondary races and the president was about repeal and replace Obamacare. Mm-hmm. There was so many good things about Obamacare.
Yeah.
When you start taking them out to save yourself your money, you're going to hurt too many people.
House Democratic leader Nancy Pelosi questioned how Republicans in Congress can even look their constituents in the eye with this replacement bill. Finally, White House plays down the deadline in the wiretapping flap. The White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer, he's been in the news a lot lately. Yeah, he's quick-tempered, isn't he? He's like Steve. He gets upset at the drop of a hat, man.
His press conference is. He be going.
Yeah,
off.
It's over. I'm not talking to you. I took your question. Next. All right. Anyway, the White House plays down the deadline in the wiretapping flap. The White House press secretary Sean Spicer is playing down a deadline in the flap over President Trump's accusation that President Obama ordered wiretapping at Trump Tower last fall. In his daily briefing, Spicer called a House Intelligence Committee letter to the Justice Department a request to produce any evidence about Trump's accusation by yesterday. The deadline was yesterday. Spicer cited no evidence about Trump's accusation, but said there were numerous reports from a variety of outlets about some sort of surveillance in the presidential campaign. He also argued that Trump's tweets speak for themselves. The Obama administration has flatly denied Trump's recent allegation.
Are they trying to double back? Are they trying to back down now?
Ain't
that's
no
not what the
yeah. This man ain't bugged. They tapped one. They know that. They are brilliant at deflecting.
Yeah, and distracting and diverting.
But
all
I tell
of
you
that.
Something.
Yeah.
This dude, what's his name? Cesar?
Spicer.
Oh, so Sean Spicer.
If I ever got in trouble,
that's who you want on your, was on your team.
Because that dude right there is committed to it.
He
ride or die, man. I don't know what he getting paid, but he ride or die.
Yeah, I think I would go with Kellyanne Conway, Steve. I think I would go with her because she talked about how, you know, there are alternative ways to surveil people, you know, to spy on people. She said certainly through their television sets, any number of different ways, and microwaves that turn into cameras.
Well, see, the reason I don't want her because she said crazy stuff. Like, she said, well, you know, we have alternative truths.
Yes. Yes.
A what?
Yeah. Well, that would be a lie in anyone else's book, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, I'm on Spicer, man. That's my dude right there. He just up in it.
I love it.
Man, this dude, I be going. I'm really impressed, though.
Yeah.
He's the best I've ever seen.
Because he in there fighting.
Did you see him? He was at the Apple store, I think, and this lady came up to him and said, "You know you're working for a fascist, don't you? You know it." She was all in his face. He was calm and cool. He didn't go in on her. He must have known the cameras were watching. Yeah, she was in his face.
Yeah, well, right now, I'm number 99, and I would like an extra long phone charger, please.
At the Apple store?
Yeah, and can I see that new 7 Plus?
Yes.
Do you have it in gold, or is it because I don't want white?
All right, the butterfly waiting in the wings with the butterfly blog. We'll be back at 18 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Is it a surprise?
Huh? What?
Who's next?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
Ooh.
You knew that.
That's why he was cool. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey.
Why not me?
Yeah.
You call me on a lazy afternoon. And I feel it too.
Ladies and gentlemen, the butter flutter.
Hey, look at here, Eugene out today. Steve, what's up?
Oatmeal.
Yeah.
Oatmeal in the building, Steve Harvey. What's up, baby? Hey, look at here.
I'm sorry, man. They told me that Eugene was coming.
Dog, he ain't even here. Got caught up in a snowstorm or whatever. I don't know how that is, cause he live from in Miami, but they say it's snowing or whatever. I don't even know how they go, but look at here. Want to say this here today? Well, Eugene always do what national day it is. Today is National Grill Day. Get your grill on. Look at
what?
Harvey, that ain't like grilling as in barbecue or whatever. That's like your grill in your mouth.
Oh,
oh
my
bad. National. Hey, Steve, all of them, they trying to get at me now. Plies be trying to reach out to your boy, the little Yachty, our little Future, you know what I'm saying, Domingos.
For real?
All of them trying to, all of them trying to get it. All of them trying to get it on me, Domingos too. So, you know, surely.
Yeah, Oatmeal. Hey.
Strawberry, you need somebody with a grill in your life, baby. You know how many women want to look back and see a grill in their life? That's what I'm trying to say.
I have no idea.
Carla, y'all don't want nobody with no grill in your life.
Not at this point.
Yeah. Past that stage.
So hold up. Carla Farrell.
Yeah. Oatmeal.
So what you trying to say is in the end, baby, you ain't want nobody with no grill ever.
Well, I'm saying I'm past that stage. I'm a little older now, Oatmeal.
Answer the question.
What is?
Did you have a man with a grill? Huh?
No, but I'm just saying if I was interested in one that back then when I was younger, I mean that didn't bother me.
What is it about a grill that women like, Oatmeal?
It's that bling in it, dog. You know,
It's that
little thug that they want. You know what I'm saying? That's Steve.
Yeah,
dog, your teeth. Yeah. Oh, I wish I could grill your teeth, Steve Harvey. I ain't lying,
boy.
Dog.
Boy.
Can you see him?
That'll never happen.
On his talk show with the grill.
Dog, your teeth, dog. You got them big teeth. You look like the front of a Rolls Royce, dog. I ain't like
grill.
Yeah. Dog, you ain't got to take
grill
about
for
just,
real.
Dog. All you got to do, dog, is gargle with jury cleaner.
Golly.
Shiny. Burn your tonsils out, but.
Already. Yeah.
Congratulations on National Grill Day, dog.
National Grill Day, dog. You know I'm your biggest fan, Steve Harvey. Dog, you do it for me, dog. I wish Tommy could do half of what you do. He ain't worth right. a damn.
He ain't. All right. We'll let it go on that note. Thank you, Oatmeal. Coming up next, you can call us and ask Steve, okay? Blizzard snowstorm survival tips. Because Steve knows he's been in blizzard before. 877-29-STEVE. We'll be back at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. We asked a question. We put a question out for our audience, and I think we're going to participate in this too as well, Steve.
What's the question?
For survival tips. I mean, there's a big blizzard going on in the
Northeast.
Yeah, I
can help y'all.
Yeah.
I'm just letting y'all know these are comedy moments.
Yeah.
Okay.
For those of you in the blizzard. Yeah.
So this is just a little
levity. They got a sense of humor too.
Yeah, just put a sense of humor.
They need it right now.
Don't email me because I'm not fitting to care.
I want a girl with extensions in her hair.
Here we is. Listen to me. I know that
there's
the
Northeast.
Nordstrom. What they call it?
What you say?
Nordstrom. What is it?
That's what you call the snowstorm.
The Nordstrom. Store. Did you call you it's Nordstrom. The same name as the store.
What is really? The storm calling it? What are they calling the storm?
A nor'easter. Nor'easter.
Named Stella. That's the actual name of the storm. I think it's Stella.
But we know what it's not. It's not Nordstrom.
Or Nordstrom's rack.
But it is a Nordstrom's up there, though.
Yeah.
Well, I thought a storm was in there, so that's why I went. Yeah, if you need any blizzard tips or anything, 877-29-STEVE. Anybody got any concerns or requests?
I think Carla said she had one. Carla,
any need to know about a blizzard? Yeah, Carla, you from Houston. You don't know nothing about this. What?
Well, let me ask you this, Steve, because you grew up in Cleveland.
Yeah.
So during a snowstorm, during a blizzard, people at home, the kids, they can't go to school. How do you stay active just being in the house all day?
We didn't stay in. Go outside.
They told us to not go outside.
Damn that. Fun out there. Have snowflake eating contest. Who can catch the most snow in their mouth? You know, if you open your mouth long time and you let it accumulate, instead of it melting right away, if you even open long enough and your mouth get cool, you can collect snow in your mouth. We used to have snow eating contest.
Really?
Yeah, but dudes would always cheat because they'd scoop down and try to slide some in their mouth just to win the contest. Because whoever won, we'd all had to chip in and buy them a pack of nine later. So snow eating contest.
Is how you know, stay active.
Yeah, stay active. Go outside and play in it. You're off today. Celebrate that snow. Get yourself a food tray and go on out there and slide down the hill. Get yourself some hefty garbage bags and sit on them and get pushed down. Slide down the hill in garbage can lids. I'm telling you stuff that poor people made for sleds. Cardboard boxes. Sleds.
Oh, you think they're cardboard boxes. That's how you see them, but no.
Them were sleds, man. We did all that. We should take our wagons and take the wheels, axles, and brackets off and just sit in that red tin thing and go.
Slide.
What about the food? What do you eat? How do you, you got to make sure you
snow
don't
cone. Like the food.
If the power out.
Soup.
Cold?
What, when the power out?
Yeah, when the power out.
Start a fire.
Soup.
We'll be back with the prank phone call.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it is the strawberry letter subject.
You.
I had him first. I had him first. Okay.
Well, that leads to the question, who got him now?
Our prank phone call is coming up next, though. Right, Neff?
You ready?
Yeah.
Your trash stink.
Well, it's trash.
Let it breathe. So. Let that breathe. Let that. I'm going to say it again, but I want y'all to let that breathe. Your trash stink.
It's trash.
Yeah. So. Your trash stink.
And it stink.
Yeah.
Nah. Mm-hmm. Nah, here it come. Y'all ain't ready for this. Y'all ain't
always
ready.
Always got somewhere to go.
Hello? Hello, hey, I'm trying to reach Swerve.
Yeah, it is me. Who it is?
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm one of your neighbors, but I'm one street over from you. You over there off you at River Ranch Drive?
Yeah, that's right. Who it is?
This Rico, man. How you doing? I'm one of your neighbors on the next street over. How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing good, brother. How you get my number?
One of the neighbors on your block gave me the number, man. We was having a little situation, wanted to reach out to you. Some stuff going on here in the neighborhood, man, and wanted to try to make you aware of it.
Well, what's going on, brother?
It seemed like, well, you know, the trash man run on Tuesday.
Okay.
And Saturday.
Right.
Now, the problem is that a lot of people, I guess since the holiday just passed, you know, a lot of people got their stuff out on the curb already.
Right.
Right. Now, the problem is that they're saying, man, is that your trash is actually really, really foul. It's smelling pretty bad, and we wanted to call you, man, and see if you didn't mind.
Hold on. You say you calling me because you smell my trash?
Well, yeah, they say yours is the one that's really stinking, man, and if you could actually maybe put it back in the garage until Tuesday, you know.
I'm not putting no trash in no garage. That's why I put it outside. I didn't have enough room in the garage.
Okay, well see,
and who is everybody saying my trash stinks?
Hey, listen, I'm not trying to, you know.
This is what I want to tell you. If everybody in the hood got a problem with my trash, you tell them to come take the out.
Okay, well, we've discussed that, too. But listen, we don't want no trouble, man. If we can just get you to put your trash back in.
I'm not moving no trash. I pay rent over here, my brother.
Hey, we're not going to go back and I'm not going to go back.
I don't give a what you going to do. I'm telling you where I pay rent at. Don't tell me to do over here.
Okay, well, listen, man, aren't you concerned that your trash is stinking and reeking through the whole neighborhood?
I don't give a damn if who smell my trash. If they got a problem with it, tell them to come take it out. Seal it in and stay it out there.
Okay, well, that's the problem. The problem is that you took it out, and you took it out too early. You shouldn't have put this out till Tuesday morning. And that's
Tuesday,
what we're going
to start Tuesday, Saturday,
to
Monday, Friday. If I put it out there and stay it out there till they come get it.
I'm not going to go back and forth with you, man.
I don't give a damn what you gonna do. You ain't finna call me telling me to take my trash out. I pay rent over here.
Okay, well, hey,
how is everybody smelling my trash out of everybody on the street?
I don't know. I from my understanding, it's a couple holes in it and some food or something must have got out. I don't know if one of the rodents or a dog got in it or what the case may be. But, you know, we need to try to get your trash in the backyard or something, man.
My trash ain't going no damn well. And how come you the one? What you the focusing on this? How come my next door neighbor ain't calling? How come your around the corner and you calling? Who put you up to this?
Well, everybody smelling it. I was just fortunate enough to get your phone number. I said, well, look, I just gone and called it myself.
Well, I tell you this. You and the that gave you my phone number. Tell them come take it out. Till then, it ain't going nowhere, Claire.
Okay, well, listen. Let's swerve. This way we decide on in case we got to this situation with you.
What's that?
I just come over there and put the trash in your backyard until Tuesday morning. And Tuesday morning, I'll come back over there and take it out. That way, all the smell will be in your backyard and
hold
it won't
on.
Be out on the
you say you go what?
I'm going to come over there and put the trash in your backyard so the smell, that funky,
Let me tell you, this, man. If you come over here, you might well call the police because that's who you're going to need if you come over here. Bring all the that had a problem saying my trash thing to come over here and take it out.
Well, hey, man, you're trying to act like it don't smell, man.
Well, I don't give a if it smell. I tell you what I do. I go out and pull Clorox on it. Would that help you out a little bit?
Okay, but see, that's not what the people in the neighborhood want. We want you to take
I don't give a damn what they want. I'm telling you what I'm going to do. And how the did you get my phone number any damn way?
Hey, I already told you, man. I got your number from one of the neighbors on your street that said they didn't want to get
tell me who, to the left or to the right? Tell me which one of the
Yeah,
okay, listen, Swerve. Once you get to the meat of the problem is your trash stink, dog.
How is my trash? How in the hell y'all pinpoint my trash out of everybody else's trash on the block? And how in the hell you smell mine?
I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I don't know if your trash busted open or what the deal is, but everybody's saying it's Swerve trash that's stinking.
Listen, that's too much trash for me to be going through trying to see what stinks. It's dying bags of trash out there, and it's gonna stay out there till they come get it. And you ain't coming over here.
Okay, now that's where you wrong, Swerve.
No,
I am
wrong.
Coming over there. I'm coming over there, and I'm gonna take that trash and put it in the backyard till two. Now, if you're gonna try to get in my way, whatever. But I got to go and get this trash in the backyard.
I tell you what, bring your over here right now. I'm gonna put on my suit. I'm standing on the porch right now. Bring your around the corner. Come on, Rico, whatever your name
is. It's Rico. I'm Rico one street over, and I'm smelling your nasty trash, man.
Take your trash out. My may smell, but you ain't gonna come take it out. I bet you that.
Hey, listen, Swerve. I'm gonna say this.
Swerve, man, stop calling my name.
Excuse me?
Stop calling my name. Who in the hell told you to call me Swerve? All my call me by that name.
Okay, well, hey, that's what they call you. What's wrong with me calling? What's wrong with me calling you Swerve?
You don't call me that name. Now you saying my trash thing? Come over here and take the trash out.
Hey, man, I ain't nobody sitting there scared of you, Swerve. I'm trying to get the name.
Didn't I just tell you stop calling my name? Ain't no Swerve, come over here. I'm gonna show you what I'm gonna do.
Okay, well, hey, then it is what it is. Bottom line, I'm on my way over there to move that damn trash.
Come over here and move it. I'm on the porch right now. Come on over here.
Meet me out by the nasty stinking trash you got.
I'm standing right next to it now.
Okay, well, I tell you what, I'm on my way now. And guess what I'm gonna do when I get over there?
What the you ain't gonna do? What the you gonna do?
I'm gonna tell you my damn name when I get over there. My name is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your cousin Arise.
Oh, man, get the out of here. Tell Arise, I'm a whooper.
Hey, man, I got to ask you something, dog. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Oh, man, the Steve Harvey Show, man.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yeah.
Woo. With this?
These boys popular all over again.
Mm-hmm. I love them.
All right. Let's go. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Yeah.
All right, subject, I had him first. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm a young widow in my late 20s. I recently started dating a childhood friend after we discovered we had feelings for each other, or so I thought. Everything seemed great in the beginning, but 6 months in, his behavior started changing and I felt neglected. When I tried to talk to him about it, he brushed it off. He led me to believe that I was imagining it, but as a female, I knew that something wasn't right. So I began snooping around, and to my surprise, I found out that he was dating another female. What made it worse is that it's my cousin that he's been dating. Yes, my very own flesh and blood cousin. I was very hurt by this and immediately broke it off with him, confronted my cousin, and cut them both off. But now, here's the problem. Even though we are no longer in a relationship, we are still sleeping together. I can't lie, the intimacy we share is more than great. Am I wrong for sleeping with him, even though he is still sleeping with my cousin? My cousin has done this to me in the past. She has made a pass at every guy I've dated, and either they told me about it or I found out on my own. What should I do? Should I fight for him or let him go? After all, I had him first. Well, so what? You had him first. I mean, is he really worth all this, fighting with your cousin and all that? So what? Just because you had him first, that means nothing in this situation. I say, let it go. Please let it go. Since you want to know, should you let it go? Yes. Here's the deal. You're not getting back at your cousin by sleeping with him. That's not what you're doing. He's getting the best of both worlds by sleeping with the both of you. This is to his advantage. Okay. Nephew, this is to his advantage. I mean, you say you cut them off, but you really, really need to distance yourself from this ratchet cousin of yours. She's always trying to take your man. Not a good look, okay? They're going to stop doing what they're doing when you stop. You got to stop allowing it. I mean, it can't be that good that you just can't stop. I mean, there are other people out here stop this relationship, okay? Get a hold of yourself. Get move away. Get your own man that your what? Get your own man that your cousin won't be trying to hook up with all the time. And so what? You had him first. What, you know? You had him first, so that doesn't mean you lay claim to him. It just means that, like I said, he's getting the best of both of you. Steve?
This has nothing to do with the letter, Shirley. Just a brief moment. I'd like to comment on one statement you made, then I'll get to the letter.
Okay.
It can't be that good. I beg to differ. I've had several men have had to follow behind me. And it is really that good. It really can.
Wait, what? You've had several men, what?
It really is. I said it. It really is right, that though. Good. It has really been really traumatic for a lot of people. Like the 70 relationships I've been in.
Get a hold of yourself.
Want me back.
69.
Whatever.
Yes, it can. It has been. For me, I've been accused of that, man. Sometimes I can't even get away from it. You know, you were the best I've ever. I know, baby, but you know it's over now. I just want to throw that out as a personal plug for myself.
Yes.
You know, as I we know, got I'm on the sliding board of life now.
Wait, you know, what'd you tell him, Steve?
Back in the day,
I put in. I ain't got 60 more here. I know that. For yeah. Sure. I will not be 120.
He went with that voice. I know, baby. I but, know.
Yeah, so I just wanted to put that out there just to give myself some kudos.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All right, on with the letter.
First of all, here's the line in the letter that drew the most attention to me. I am a young widow.
Yeah. Yeah, in her 20s.
Mm-hmm. What happened to him?
Huh? What? Dude. What are you saying? What are you implying? What?
We need to know.
What happened to her husband?
Yeah. We need to. Well, I don't know why. You know, put that in this letter and then don't give no information. Because now I'm scared of you.
Okay.
You didn't say at kill car accident.
Uh-uh.
You know, disease, something. Which leads me to believe something traumatic has happened.
That she killed him? Yeah.
Something
that's what you're
saying. Traumatic has happened. I need more information because I really can't do your letter justice without this information because I need to know who I'm talking to. But anyway, let's just assume you killed him.
What?
What?
I can't assume
I'm
gonna
go
that.
The letter that you killed him.
He's a murderer.
He led me to believe but for 6 months it was great. Then his behavior started changing.
Yeah.
You felt neglected in his relationship. When I tried to talk to him about it, he brushed it off.
Uh-huh.
Now, I'm reading this letter with the intent that the reason she is a young widow is because something has happened to her man. Mm-hmm. Now, when she says, when I tried to talk about it, he brushed it off. Mm-hmm. Now,
uh-oh.
Here's her personal thought. He don't know what happened to the other dude who tried to brush me off. Keep on.
One more time.
He don't know what happened to the other dude that brushed me off. Keep on here. So whenever I talk in the lower voice, that's her talking to herself.
That's her thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I tried to talk to him and brush him off, he led me to believe that I was imagining it. But it was a female. Gonna have me sitting up in here thinking I'm crazy. I'll show you crazy. I knew that something wasn't right. So I began snooping around, and to my surprise, it really wasn't a surprise. That's why I started snooping. You snoop because you suspect something, and once I suspect you, it's damn near over for you.
Dun, dun, dun.
I found out that he was dating another female. It would have been better if it was a man because then I would have felt as though I couldn't compete because you had something else going on in your life other than that. But now that I know it's another female, it's on now.
That's the lady it's talking shit.
Yeah.
Negro. What made it worse is that it was my cousin that he's been dating. Yes, my very own flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. Speaking of flesh and blood, that's what it's about to cost your ass. Flesh and blood.
Damn.
Bastard.
What?
You and her is about to become flesh and blood.
We gotta go. We'll be back.
Be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of this strawberry letter. The subject, I had him first. It's written by a young widow, and it's part two of Steve's response is coming up, and Steve is actually two people in his response to this letter, so make sure you pay close attention.
I'm reading the letter as the young widow, but I'm responding to myself as the widow who I think killed her.
Steve, let's get back to this letter. Subject,
to this letter.
I had him first.
A young woman who's a young widow, which Shirley did not mention, which I can't really seem to escape as I read through this letter.
I read it.
Because she never really informed us as a young widow in her late 20s what happened to her man. I'm assuming that something went wrong.
No, you assume that she killed him. Just say that.
Okay. Since you didn't bring it up in your letter. I'm reading the letter now from a person who would do something to you. Really bad. So let's get it on. She found out that a man was messing around with her cousin. So as I read this letter, I will read it to you. And when I stop and go into lower registers like I'm whispering, I am her commenting to myself. So let us begin with this part right here. So I began snooping around, and to my surprise, I found out that he was dating another female. Another female, huh? Had it been a male, I would have been a little bit more accepting because I would not know how to compete. But since it's a female, that's your ass. What made it worse is that it's my cousin that he's been dating. Yes, my very own flesh and blood cousin. Wow. Yeah, that's what this gonna come down to also. Some flesh and some blood. Watch me. Watch me. I was very hurt by this and immediately broke it off with him, which is what I usually do. I act like I don't want you no more before I kill. I confronted my cousin and I cut them both off. But now here's the problem. Even though we are no longer in a relationship, we are still sleeping together. Yeah. That's how I lure them in. I get them comfortable. Like it's okay. I keep on breaking him off until finally I go off. Yeah. I can't lie. The intimacy we share is more than great. Am I wrong for sleeping with him, even though he's still sleeping with my cousin? I don't really want nobody to answer this question because it's really a rhetorical question because I don't give a damn. I'm about to make my move.
Scary.
My cousin has done this to me in the past. Oh, this heifer is a garden. She has made a pass at every guy I've dated. And either they told me about it or I found out on my own. This heifer done this for the last. Yeah, this is your last. Because now I'm a man collector and you a man eater. And so now you done ate my last man. Because I'm finna eat both y'all's ass alive. It's already, I'm already been widowed once. I ain't got no problem with being widowed twice.
Whoa.
Okay? Oh, should I fight for him or let it go? After all, I had him first. This letter ain't nothing but in case forensics try to tie me to this. This letter is what I call an alibi. Ladies and gentlemen,
stupid.
Prepare for later on this year
Yeah.
From whatever the city this letter is written from.
Uh-huh.
For these three people to be on the late news one night. And 2 years later, this woman will be on 48 Hours.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Thank you, Mason.
Thank you, Junior. All right, coming up, Miss Ann is out today due to this big winter storm in the Northeast. So I'll be filling in for her and taking a look at the headlines when we come back.
Why not me?
Don't you know? Don't you know?
Well, Miss Ann is out due to the storm, our news director. Yes, due to this big winter storm. So you were going to update us this hour.
Yeah, the storm is affecting us all, our family right here, right?
Yeah.
Snow is falling in D.C., up through Philly and New York City as of this morning. 31 million people are under a blizzard warning, 31 million are under a winter storm warning, and 9 million are under a winter weather advisory. The heaviest snow is expected to hit between now and 9 a.m. this morning and could turn into sleet later. Ooh, that sleet, though. That's according to the CNN Weather Center. Boston, Baltimore, Philly, and New York City school districts will be closed today, along with many government offices. Airlines have canceled over 7,600 U.S. flights scheduled for Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's according to the website FlightAware.com. New York City could get up to 20 inches of snow. Woo. Mayor Bill de Blasio said with coastal flooding and wind gusts as high as 40 to 50 miles per hour also forecast, but with winter air filtering into the area, winter weather models predict that snowfall could be somewhere around 10 to 14 inches. So not quite 20, but 10 to 14 is a whole lot. That's a whole lot
of
snow.
That's a lot of snow.
That's a lot of snow. Reminds me of growing up in Chicago. State of emergencies have been declared in Maryland, Virginia, New York, New Jersey and Pennsylvania. Philadelphia, like I said, could see 10 inches of snow causing dangerous travel conditions, wind gusts up to 55 miles per hour in many areas. Now, parts of Massachusetts could see 24 inches or more. Ooh, that's a lot. Yeah. Similarly, powerful winds, this is according to the governor up there, Charlie Baker, coastal areas could see hurricane force winds and a storm surge as high as 2 to 3 feet is also possible. Boston could see as many as 12 inches of snow for that metro region. That is a lot of snow. In Connecticut, statewide travel ban was scheduled to go into effect Tuesday. That's today, earlier this morning. Wherever you are at sunrise today, this is according to the governor, Daniel Malloy, expect to remain there throughout the remainder of the storm and into tonight, okay?
So
wherever you are, just stay there and stay there until tonight, okay? This is a lot. Yeah. The White House is ready. President Trump says FEMA is ready to respond. He said he's keeping in close touch with FEMA and Homeland Security officials. So there you go. That's a lot. We'll be back at 48 after the hour. Stay home.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so it's a big storm. We've been talking about it all morning going on in the Northeast, okay? I mean, snow, everything.
Let me say this, though, Shirley. If you are closed in and you inside behind the weather, have sex. Because that's the best thing to do when you closed in like this and can't do nothing else. This best
that's
time
your
to make babies, right? Yeah, this best time to make babies. Y'all don't think so?
Wow.
You increase the population, huh?
I mean, we right here, just all us right in here close together like this, might as well.
Coming up next, Steve has been in a lot of snowstorms.
This ain't logical to y'all.
Well, it's some folks doing it.
I mean, but they don't need a snowstorm to do it either.
Sometimes you
it.
Need that. Sometimes you need to be closed in and can't go nowhere else so you can catch up. This good catch up time.
Well, the governors have been telling people to stay in, stay home.
And have sex. They're not telling them everything.
They're not saying the full statement.
Yeah, say all of it.
So coming up next, call us, please, and ask Steve your blizzard-related questions. Okay, if you have some questions about this big snowstorm, what should you do? Get on the phones, 877-29-STEVE.
Or ask me if you want sexual blizzard questions.
No!
What?
Sexual blizzard questions.
I ain't never been in one.
Let's get sexy, nephew.
Yeah! Come on!
In the blizzard, baby. First. All right, it's snowing in the north. Yes, it is. Northeast, big nor'easter up there. And people want to know, what should they do, Steve? So they called you, of course, all knowing. 877-29-STEVE is the phone number. Let's go to line two and talk to Robert out of Illinois.
Robert. Hey, Robert.
Steve.
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Man, this is unbelievable. Do you know how long I've been trying to get you on the phone?
Man, this I know. That's why I said, man, y'all get Robert. Come on, man.
I just want to say hi to you, Shirley, and Tommy, because I want to say this, too, before I get into the storm. Y'all got to be the stupidest people in the world. Y'all is crazy.
Thank you, sir.
Without stupidity, it wouldn't be the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Just
hell no. Thank you, sir.
I got to keep it real, just like that, in that order. And getting to the snow, see, this is what I would do. See, you, Shirley, and Tommy, you just cut you a path with the shelf straight on down. But what you do, you put some salt out there, okay? Get you some bikes. You ride your bikes. Get you a nice piece of plywood. Get you about maybe 2 buckets. Because you got to line up the plywood right, okay? Mm-hmm. Got to make sure the plywood is good. You get you some bikes, and y'all just go haul tail right off that ramp and just dive right in the snow face first. Just go and dive. Just dive right in. Let the bike go. Because you're going to get
bike
up and
go.
Do it again. Just let them go. Just go as fast as you can.
Shirley first, though.
Shirley first. I don't know if Shirley would be able to take that. I don't know.
That's so wrong, Robert.
Because she's going to mess her eyes up. Because Shirley go anywhere face first. It ain't face.
I hate you a lot right now.
Because Steve say
the big bug eyes will be down in that snow.
Like it's just super fun.
Mm-hmm. I love it, Robert.
Okay, all right. All right. Thank you, Robert. Let's go to line three. I know. It wasn't a question. It was just a comment.
You were just telling us what to
do. Yeah. Let's go to line three and talk to Duval out of Delaware.
Did you say Duval?
Duval, uh-huh.
Duval!
Yeah, what's going on, Mr. Steve, Shirley, Tommy, Carl? How y'all doing this morning?
Hey, Duval. What's up, baby?
What's your question, Duval?
My question is, when your boss tells you to slide into work when you got bald tires, what do you tell him? Like, I just don't understand that. If I got bald tires and I can't afford no tires right now, and it's just snow out here.
Tell your boss to kiss your bald behind.
Can't do that.
You know what I'm saying? Well, you're going to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Now, you'd rather be dead or tell your boss to kiss your bald behind? I'm going to go with bald behind every time.
That's because you're rich.
I wish I had that kind of money or else I would do that. But
yeah,
life's hard. I'm a struggling college student to get my own master's right now, and I'll be finishing May. I got
go
it.
Ahead, boy.
Congratulations,
go ahead, boy.
Duval.
Go, boy.
Hey, man. Vail, what's your major in?
Information systems technology with a concentration in geographical information systems.
What's that?
Smart. He's smart.
That boy's smart.
Like rocks or something.
GPS systems and stuff.
Wait.
Really?
Stop.
Anything, location devices and things like that.
Oh, that fool said it's like,
yeah, Steve said it was rocks.
Hey, can you put together app like a GPS system with Steve's voice? Can you do that?
Yes, I can.
That'll make money right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And I'm talking about when they're going
the
wrong way.
Wrong damn way. Alternative if you want to. I'm not going to do an alternative route.
I'm telling
Stay
you
straight.
Oh, man. Y'all crack me up, man. I can't. It's too early.
tired.
He's up too tired.
It's early. Okay. I'm tired too, man, but I just get up and go on anyhow. Hey, man, you know what my father taught me, DeVale?
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said, you know what my father taught me?
No, what'd he taught you?
He said, son, when you feel like you can't do no more and you at the end and you just know you can't do no more, just do some more.
Do a little bit more. Mm-hmm.
I used to think my daddy was crazy. When you think you can't do no more and you sitting there realizing you can't do no more, say, son, just do some more. Watch what happens.
Great advice.
See, because my dad is no longer here, so just to hear that from you, that's definitely just a blessing, and I know where it's coming from, so I definitely thank you for that. I appreciate that. Yeah, exactly.
Because mine talk to me all the time.
Boy.
When they were doing me about this Trump thing, you know my daddy told me? He said, son, what they doing? He said, they on their keyboard typing. Do what God tell you to do and keep stepping. Hold your head up. Get your chest out.
Wow. Wow. Thank you, DeVale. Appreciate that.
Much love,
Coming
DeVale.
Up, a story about short men. It's for you, Tommy. We'll be back.
Tommy, we got this story.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, we didn't get to our last caller. People want to know about the snowstorm situation.
Really so, me about what to do, okay.
I know. They're asking you other stuff.
Them bald ties. I told
you. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, all right, let's go.
Let's give line five, Corey, a chance out of Buffalo, New York. Corey?
Hey, Corey, Buffalo always gets snow. What you need some blizzard tips on? What you need, Corey?
Well, this is more how you, first of all, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Good morning,
Corey.
What? Now, this is more or less a help for all my, as a retired Blizzard player, I just wanted to tell everybody in the Northeast. I'm retired. I'm married now. So, I'm selling kits. This is for you, my man, Tommy. I got you right here. I'm selling kits that, because all these players can't get stuck at the side piece house doing the Blizzard.
Wow.
So that's one of the number one problems.
That's who house you can't be at. Because you don't even really like her that much.
See, this is what you got to do. You got my kit going to have snowshoes, a backpack, some blankets, and a visor, and some bus tokens. Because you got to get home no matter what during these hard times in this blizzard. Play around if you want to.
I like this, boy. I like the snowshoes, backpack. What's in the backpack?
What's in the backpack, Uncle Steve? What's in the backpack is your essentials. Because you got to get home. You gotta have your Irish Spring soap because you can't smell like the flower soap that they got at their house.
Yeah,
I know. That's right.
Got to come in there manly. Old Spice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, come in there smelling like lilac if you want to. You're going to have some time.
Yeah.
They gonna Corey,
pick up
I love
on
you, Corey.
Come on, Corey.
If you want to, though. Come in there if you want to.
Uh-huh.
I say have a small flash with liquor in it and throw that on yourself.
Oh, yeah. But see, the one thing is you don't have nothing new. No new draws, none of that. Because you got to smell like work the day before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta smell like you've been walking a long way.
Yeah, there you go. So that's the trick. You get off the bus stop two stops early.
And trot.
You gotta go. Trot. There you go.
Get that sweat going.
In that snow, trotting in the snow hard.
Body odor.
Yeah.
I love Corey.
And then when your wife open the door, hit the other key. Fall in it.
You got to fall in it though.
Right before you get in the house. Fall right at the door.
Yeah.
Fall right at the door.
All right.
Get that struggle look.
Ring the doorbell. Don't use your key.
Why not use your key, Corey?
So you can fall at the door, press the doorbell so she can see your face in the snow when she come open the door.
Get most sympathy. Baby, what's wrong?
It's a psychological thing.
Oh, okay. So you're playing games.
Pimping ain't easy.
Hey, and then when she rolled it over, and listen to me this. When she roll you over, the first words out your mouth is, I made it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. the first word out your mouth is, whoo.
If
you don't come with that woo,
this boy right here,
real, man.
This boy right here done lied.
He done done it.
Look, this is me clapping for the woman who finally reeled you in, Corey, because you were a true player.
Baby, you got game, Corey.
A blizzard player.
That's cold right there.
God, dog.
Uh-huh.
Man.
Come outside, you can't see your car.
You don't know where your car at.
What were you saying, Corey? Uh-huh.
That woman that got me now, she's a beast. She going to come get me. I wish I would say I'm stuck somewhere.
That's right. That's right.
Right at the number
two
house.
Hey, man, let me tell you what I did one time in a blizzard. I came outside and my car was gone. But what had happened was my emergency brake had slipped. It had just rolled down the street three houses. I came out and ain't see my car. God, dog. I got to get home. My car gone. It had rolled down the street three houses.
Wow.
And just scraped up against a tree. That's what slowed it down because it wasn't a big slope. It had rolled down the street three houses and had snow on it. It took me 45 minutes to discover that that was my car.
Man.
Ooh. Wow.
I can't tell you how happy I was to see that car.
Wow. Emergency brake slipped.
Yep. My car rolled down the street.
You can just stay home. Yeah.
You don't have these problems, Corey.
Right.
No, not no more.
Oh, hell no.
Right. You got to make sure number two ain't catching cold.
Dog, you can't act better than me right now. You really can't. You can't do it better than I'm doing it. You could do it equally. Mm. You could do it just as well, but you damn sure can't do it better than I'm doing it.
Oh, I'm cold.
Because you know what the difference is with you, Steve? You are committed. Committed. Till the end. You're committed. Baby. That is it.
at whatever it is.
Yeah, at whatever it is. But I
see,
like
once
Corey
I
too,
discovered
though.
That one of my girls hated me, didn't really care for me, okay. Oh, ain't no problem. I promise you I can find somebody like me. I'm likable.
Yeah.
Likeable.
Yeah.
Hey, Corey, thanks for making our day, Corey. With the Blizzard. The,
love that pack, man.
Blizzard. The retired man. Blizzard player pack.
Yeah.
Somebody.
All Corey's is smooth, ain't they?
Yeah. They be thinking.
What time
right.
is it?
We still have this short man story to get to. We will
no,
not
No, we don't. We don't have to do that.
Without.
Tommy, you got to get involved in this.
Hey, man. Yeah.
I'm not getting involved in nothing.
I bet Tommy. You will. Tommy.
What, Shirley?
Don't worry. It's a short story.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay. Thank you, Junior.
Brother Junior.
Listen. All right, when we come back, as promised, we have a short man story for you.
Shirley, what is the short man story?
He can't wait. You want to hear it now.
Yeah, I want to hear it. What?
We have to play a song.
Yeah, let's just play a song. Like I said, it's a short story, so don't worry about it. We have time.
You always got somewhere.
All right, Shirley.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
Listen, according to a new study, short men are more likely to lose their hair. I'll say it again. This is according to a new study. Short men are more likely to lose their hair. Researchers found that there are four genes that cause teenagers to stop growing early, and these same genes have been linked to baldness.
Well, he is gone.
Yeah, you're short and you're bald.
He is gone.
Yeah, and he's short.
Yeah.
And that's the end of the story. It's a short
That's it.
Story.
That's short, simple, complete, and very descriptive.
Yeah.
We have our very own short, bald person here.
Come on out and take a bow, Tommy.
That can verify this story. Just walk out here.
Not in this.
Look at it. Stand over there just as bald head as he wants.
Turn around.
Turn around. We'll say take a bow, but here you ain't got to.
I love that.
Yeah.
Tommy, how long you been bald?
You ain't got. You already down there.
Tommy, when did you go start going bald?
30.
Oh, 30?
Oh, at 30.
Damn.
30.
What's that for, Steve?
Damn.
That's young.
Damn, dog. You damn near Benjamin Butts.
Benjamin Buttons.
Buttons?
Yeah.
Shut up,
yeah.
Steve. You just
start going down at 30. You had peaked at 30. You start falling off at 30. Damn.
Ask him what age did he know he was going to be short.
Hey, man, at what age did you figure out you was going to be
short?
Shut
up, Junior. You wasn't gonna make it.
As a teenager? Because that's what the story says.
Yeah, when we was playing basketball and he couldn't touch the net, that's when it first dawned on me that his ass.
How old was he, Steve?
Touched the net.
18.
Oh, he was 18.
I dunked yesterday.
On who?
On my son.
Uh-huh.
On Jordan. On Jordan.
Not Trey.
He got Jordan basket 6 feet tall.
It's seven.
Seven. And barely got that in. Hey, Tommy, let me ask you a question. Not that I want to, or nor do I want to compete, but do you think you could beat me playing basketball?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What?
Easily.
And you can beat Junior running.
And spot you 3-4 points. Yeah.
What did you say, Steve?
Slaughter your ass. Now, did you hear that?
Slaughter?
With your knees, Steve?
Slaughter your ass. Because you can't stop me. All I'm going to do is back your ass down in that post.
Dog, you're going to hurt yourself. Steve, shut up, man.
Dog, I don't even play no more. But once I back your ass down, really, what you going to do? Damn sure ain't gonna block
me. When we was at Ricky Smiley house, you hurt yourself playing around with that.
I hurt myself at Ricky Smiley house, but I dunked it, though, didn't I?
Uh-oh.
Huh? Hello. Hello.
When we come back.
Yeah. You ain't been able to do
it. Oh, it was a long time ago. Uh-oh. But you can ask Ricky Smiley. I got up there and put that thing down now. Now, when I came down, you I didn't know what had happened.
Back-to-back jams coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Back-to-back jams on the way. Let's go. Hey.
All right, y'all, we come back. Just time for one more thing. We'll tell you about that after the break at 48 after the hour, so don't go away. Okay. Tell them.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, this is our last break of the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good day. It was a good day. Praying for the people up north and in the Midwest and everything with the big snowstorm on the way.
Folks, that's
stay inside. Yeah.
Stay inside and have sex.
Well,
and for the kids that are listening, I can't stand Tommy.
Go in the other room, watch TV, and sit down somewhere.
What your parents told you when you were a kid. Yes.
We ain't having four channels, okay. Though.
Yeah, that's back when television went off. Remember that?
CBS, NBC, and ABC.
Uh-huh. Remember that U channel?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that U channel?
Uh-huh. All right. It's a fun day today on this Tuesday.
Blizzard
all right,
day,
Steve.
Huh?
Yeah.
Hey, dog, how can you get some good loving in the blizzard and you got kids in there too? How do you just, is there a way to work this out with your woman?
Oh.
Yeah, I try to stay out of stuff that he brings.
that's what that is.
I have great questions.
Yeah.
Blizzard love. That's all I'm trying to ask you, blizzard love.
Well, what would you do? I mean, Tommy.
I lock my
you're
kids
the one
in
that
the
brought
room
it
and
up.
Go on and do what I got to do.
Wait, what?
Lock my kids in their room and go on and do what I got to do.
You lock your kids in their room?
If I wanna do what I need to do with my woman, yeah. Why not lock them in their room?
I ain't wanna hush.
You can't do that. That's against the law.
CPS.
You don't call them people, what? Junior. You
about to might have to send them out to the chateau.
You're not finna send them people out to my house.
You locking the kids? You can't lock kids.
You can't lock your kids in their room.
But why do you have to lock them in? Just lock your door. Why do you have to lock them in? Just lock your bedroom door wherever you are.
No. My little man, he busts up in there. He know how to get in there. He busts up in there strong.
He knows how to pick the lock on the bedroom door. What do you think?
I don't know how he get in that room, but he gets in that room.
And he's 5?
Yeah.
This is interesting.
This your son?
I tell him.
He can get in that room at 5. He's smarter than his daddy already.
That's why I said, is this your son?
And he'll outgrow him and have hair.
Brilliant.
Shut up, Jordan.
Go ahead, Jordan.
How does he do that, Tommy?
You can get out your hotel room down in Portsmouth. Remember you were stuck in there?
So, Steve, I remember growing up in Chicago, I used to get like those salt marks on my boots all the time. You know, that white line in the blizzard. Right. How do you get
That's
rid of that?
From the snow.
Yeah.
Plastic bag.
Plastic bag.
What do you do with plastic bags?
This is low level totes. Just if you ain't got money for totes.
Oh, you put the plastic bag on the boot.
Oh, you put your shoes. Oh, you put your put your shoes on, then put the plastic bag over the shoe.
Tie up the top of the plastic bag with shoestring.
Oh,
that's how they stay on.
Okay.
You just walking in a bag.
Yeah.
Walking right into it.
But your shoes is good.
Clean.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. We used to put it like a.
Done it. Done it.
Did you put Vaseline on your face? What about your skin? You know, in the weather.
Yeah, we didn't have that a lot of times. My mama just stopped us by the bacon grease on the can on top of the stove and just put that on.
So you go to school smelling like bacon?
Fresh bacon.
You were fresh, though.
Yeah. Hot, fresh fried. I used to eat mine off before I went to school.
I had
tap mix anyway. I was eating the bacon.
Out of that can on the stove, yes.
Yeah. That's very
Yeah, because your skin can get dry in the winter.
Yeah, quite different.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, these are tips for, people going through.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the people in the South are going, what?
Yeah.
I'm baffled. I've never been in a blizzard.
No,
I have.
Ooh. Wow.
I've been through some hurricanes.
The biggest one in Cleveland was 1977. Mm-hmm. The blizzard of 77. They shut Kent State down for 3 days. The whole college closed for 3 days.
Mm.
Boy,
because it's hard for people.
Oh,
were you? Because you couldn't go anywhere?
Oh, Lord Jesus. I had a food tray, and that was my sled.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
you were out in it, huh?
Oh, hell yeah. Wasn't
so
no
you took the university's food tray and used it as a sled? Is that what you did?
My ass on it. Gone. Down at Taylor Hall Hill, right where they killed them 4 kids.
Oh, no. Man. Steve. Wow.
They gone. Okay. Got to celebrate something.
It is time to go.
Yeah, he takes us there.
Ladies and gentlemen, have a great weekend.
What's today? Tuesday?
God willing, we'll see you Monday.
For Wednesday. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.